USA Radio News with Wendy King.
60 million people are in the path of severe weather across the central U.S. towards the east. The storms are packing thunderstorms, heavy rain, and flash floods. Meteorologist Ivan Cabrera.
We're talking the Ohio Valley, and that extends into the Mid-Atlantic, including the I-95 corridor. That's going to impact a lot of people, and across the southern high plains, that is going to be the highest threat. We talk about levels 1 through 5. Where are we today? We're at level 4. That means the potential for widespread damaging wind, large hail, and also even tornado outbreaks. That is when multiple tornadoes get going, sometimes from the same storm.
A tornado that left 2 people dead in El Reno, Oklahoma, has been categorized as a powerful EF3. Just last week, El Reno was battling flooding and high water. Record high temperatures are projected for the Deep South this holiday weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
The Brexit Party is set to sweep to victory in the European Union parliamentary elections, with British Prime Minister Theresa May's Conservatives trailing. Nina DeSantos has more.
The UK had voted for Brexit 3 years ago and therefore was supposed to have left the EU before these elections took place. At the last minute, Theresa May, the outgoing Prime Minister, secured an extra reprieve from the EU to try and find some way of leaving with a deal, and that left the UK with this position of having to take part in these parliamentary elections.
Former CBS Evening News anchor Scott Pelley isn't holding back about what he says cost him his job.
We've been through a dark period of the last several years of incompetent management and sort of a hostile work environment within the news division. I lost my job at the Evening News because I wouldn't stop complaining to management about the hostile work environment.
He was interviewed on CNN. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Rolling Thunder is all set to be retired. It's taking its final ride this weekend. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
The decades-long tradition of a Memorial Day weekend demonstration of motorcycles roaring through Washington, D.C. will end with this year's Rolling Thunder. Former Army Sergeant Artie Miller, an executive director of Rolling Thunder, says they're tired of the harassment they're getting from Washington, D.C., but these riders say they'll miss the tradition.
It's all about, you know, what America stands for.
It's incredibly special and emotional, and again, a great reminder for us every year.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
British Prime Minister Theresa May's exit was prompted by the failed Brexit. Here's more from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
The pound and British stocks are rising after Prime Minister Theresa May announced her resignation Friday. One member of the British public thinks May's departure was well overdue.
She needed to go. She needed to go because it's been so long that she'd been messing about. Everyone wants her to go, so it's about time she went. I think it's the best thing she did, to be honest.
This Brit disagrees.
She's a formidable woman, and, you know, for me it's a bit sad, really, that the party weren't supportive as much as it should have been.
Some investors appear to hope it could unblock the political stalemate over Brexit, though analysts warn it could simply mean another delay.
Tickets with you on your computer or mobile device, and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.